We begin the new Perek, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Hatruma, the coins in the chamber that they collected, all these machtas ha-shekels, ma hayu osen ba, what would they do with all these coins that were put into these boxes? We said we took the coins out of the chamber, we put it into these boxes, and we'd use it for karbanos. So now we're going to discuss it. Alok finba tamidin, we would purchase with these shekels the keves, the lamb, that was brought as an ola for the carbon tamid. Every day they brought a shekiver b'chayim, they brought a carbon tamid every day as an ola. It was totally consumed and burnt on the mizbeach, so they'd use the coins for that. Umusafin, for the behemoths, the domesticated animals that were brought as a carbon on musaf of either Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tif, v'niskeim, and the menachos, the mincha offerings, v'niskei hayayin, the wine libations that were brought along with the musaf offerings, ha'omer, the mincha for the carbon omer that was brought on the 16th day of Nisan from the barley, they would use these coins for it. Ushtei ha'lechem, the two breads that they would bring on Shemivim, they brought on Shavuos, v'lechem ha'panim, and the shtei masrei chalos, the 12 loaves that were placed on the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash every single Shabbos, they would use this money to purchase those loaves. V'chol karbanos ha'tzibor, and all the karbanos of the tzibor. So what do we mean all the karbanos of the tzibor? We just mentioned a whole bunch of things. So this is coming to include even the Torahs, even the incense, was purchased from these half a shekels. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. Next part, shomrei svichim b'shvias. So what this means is like this. During the Shemitah year, right, the seventh year, where the fruit of the field are hefka, they're ownerless, Beis Din would hire guards to guard the some of the fields where svichim were like fruit that grew on their own. So the guards would guard it so that the animals don't eat it. Right, you're not working your field. So some stuff was just spread on its own. The guards would go to make sure that the animals don't eat it. V'chein lahodia l'bnei adam, to notify people that these svichim, these fruits that are growing on its own, would be needed for the Beis HaMikdash, in order to bring from them the omer for Pesach, and the shtei lechem, the two loaves for Shavuos. Why? Because these two items cannot be brought from the old wheat from the previous year, only from the new wheat in Eretz Yisrael of that year. So in a Shemitah year, they have to get new wheat, and therefore they would send these guards, and when the new wheat would grow on its own, you know, not necessarily the new fruit, but the new wheat, that's the point. It's new wheat that's growing on its own. They would guard it to make sure the animals don't eat it and make sure the owners, you know, don't just give away to poor people, but they would take this and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as the Omer offering and the two loaves offering, the Omer for Pesach and the two loaves for Shavuos, so they have new wheat to bring these two different sacrifices. Now, these guards, they have to get paid for their services. So here's the point that we're driving at. They were paid from the truma salishka, from the coins from this chamber. Because the whole point was the coins were meant to be used for karbanos, or things that are closely related to karbanos, like we had earlier, the lechem hapanim, right? The lechem hapanim, let me see, where was that? Yeah, lechem hapanim wasn't brought as a karban, but it was the 12 loaves that we put on the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash every Shabbos. It was still, you know, used for the Beis HaMikdash. So here, the point is that whether it's, you know, for the Beis HaMikdash or it's for the purpose of a karban, the idea is that when you pay these guards for guarding these grains, right, that are going to be brought as a karban, it's as if you're using the coins for a karban, and therefore it's fair to pay the car, it's fair to pay the guards for their services, because what they're doing is for the karban, and therefore you could pay them from the shkalim. Sheterach karban k'karban hu. The Bar Tanura says the need of a karban is like a karban, so you can pay them. They could take the money and, you know, pay their bills because their service was meant to assist for a karban. Rabbi Yossi, Omar Yossi argues on the chachamim. He says now afarutz misnatev shomachinim. Even if the guards, you know, if the guards want to guard these, you know, grains that grow on their own for free and not take any payment, they could do it. It's not a problem. So Amr Lo, the Chacham said back to Abiyosi, hey, how can you say that? Afata Omer, even you admit she'en and ban, the karbanos can only come from the community, from the tzibur, right? El Mishel Tzibur, from the tzibur. And now if the guards are not going to get paid, comes out that they're really going to acquire these tzvichim for themselves, from the hefker. And then the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem are not going to be brought from the community. Even though the guards will give it over to the community, the Chachamim hold, the Chachamim hold that a yotzim behem meaning the Chachamim say to Rabbi Yossi, if these guards don't get paid, they themselves will acquire these tzvichim, these grains that grow on their own. And once they acquire it, they cannot give it over to the carbon tzibur. It turns into the carbon of an individual, and it cannot be physically given over to the carbon of the tzibur, and now you're stuck. They can't use these coins out to purchase the carbon of the tzibur for the Shemitah year, for the Shtei HaLechem, and for the Omer. So that's why the Chacham says it's very important to pay them, so they don't acquire these tzvichim. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says that no, they don't have to get paid, and even if they acquire these tzvichim, an individual can change the status into a communal, into a carbon tzibur. Therefore, let them do their services for free if they want. And even if they acquire the tzvichim themselves, it's not a problem because they do have the power to give it over from their individual carbon to the community, the tzibur carbon, and then the tzibur will fulfill their mitzvah by being brought on their behalf. So here's a machlokas between Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi in this part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi holds something acquired from an individual carbon can turn into a communal carbon. And the Chachamim holds that no, it cannot be turned into a communal carbon. And therefore, the Chacham will say, make sure he gets paid so that he doesn't acquire these tzvichim. And Rabbi Yossi says that no, he doesn't have to get paid because he could acquire them and then give it over to the community. Okay, that's Mishnah Aleph. Moving right along to Mishnah Beis. Para, the Para Aduma, the red heifer. The Seir HaMishtaleach, the goat that was thrown down Mount Azazel on Yom Kippur to atone for the Jewish people's sins. V'loshon Shel Zahiris. And the crimson wool string, the chut tlas hashani, the red string that they would throw into the fire along with the paraduma. And it also includes the eitz eres, the cedar wood, the ezav, the hyssop plant that they would throw into the fire. It's included in this as well. Ba'in mitrumas alishka. These three items come from also the coins that are collected from the shekels in the chamber. And this continuation of the previous Mishnah, that the coins were used for these three services also. Now that's the first half of the Mishnah. Now the next part of the Mishnah, so Kevesh Para, they used to build a ramp from the Har HaBayis to the Har HaMishcha, and they would put the Para Aduma on this ramp, and the reason why they would do this is that it shouldn't be walking in the street, and it shouldn't walk over a dead body and become Tamei. So the ramp would serve as a barrier. So this ramp that was built for the Para Aduma, or Vikavesh Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, they used to build a ramp also from the Azara until outside the city. And on it, they would escort this goat that was going to be sent down Mount Azazel to atone for the Jewish people's sins on Yom Kippur. So again, this bridge that was built for this goat, and the other bridge was built for the Paraduma. And the truth is, the first ramp for the Paraduma was built to keep the Paraduma, make a barrier from, you know, any dead bodies buried in the ground, from making the Paraduma Tame, so that the Para would just walk on this bridge and stay Tahar. This other ramp that was built for this goat that was going to be thrown down Mount Azazel, so what would happen is that as the goat is passing through the city, people would go over to the goat and pull out its hair to make it run faster, because they didn't want, you know, the goat is carrying all of the Jewish people's sins, and they want that goat out of the town as quick as possible. So they would yank at its hair. So they built this ramp so that people shouldn't be yanking at its hair, and it should have just, you know, a quick path to go to run out of the city, carrying the Jewish people's sins without them, you know, plucking at its hair and bothering it. So that's the little bit of a different reason for the Seir HaMishtaleach. A few other things. The Lashon Shebein Karnav, the other Lashon Shel Zahiris, the other red string, that this they would use, they would tie it between the horns of the goat that was thrown off of the cliff. Part of the process of the Yom Kippur goat that was thrown off of the cliff. So this string, V'ama Samayim, and also there used to be a stream that went through the Azara. So let's just say if they had to fix the stream, or v'chomas ha'ir, the walls of the city of Yerushalayim, migdalosar, or its towers, v'chol tzarcheir, any kind of need for the city, digging pits, or digging up wells, or fixing the streets, or the supermarkets, or the guards of the city. So all these expenses that we just mentioned, starting from the bridge of the Paraduma all the way to, you know, fixing, you know, the walls of the city, these came ban mishiyari halashka. These came from the leftover coins that were left in the chamber after you used the coins for all the initial purposes for the karbanos. So the remainder were used for all the things that we just mentioned now. So that was used from the remainder coins. So we see a point of differentiation in the Mishnah between the actual coins that they're used for, then the leftovers also had different purposes that they were used for. And lastly, Abishal says, Kevesh Para, the ram for the Para Aduma that we just mentioned, Kohanim Gedolim, the Kohen Gadol, Osun, so he would build it, Mishal Asman, from his own money. The Yerushalmi explains that each Kohen Gadol will build his own ram for the Para Aduma in his days, and then when a new Kohen Gadol will come along, he'd build his own ram from his own money in his days. So he has a different opinion. We don't paskin like Abishal, but the Mishnah concludes by mentioning his opinion as well. And that wraps up the Mishnahs for today.